whoever in anything serious or any kind of educational pursuits. And I noticed that after being exposed to the religious teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, immediately it instilled within me such a high degree of racial pride and racial dignity that I wanted to be somebody. And I realized that I couldn't be anybody by begging the white man for what he had, but that I had to get out here and try and do something for myself or make something out of myself.
What has been the growth of the Muslim movement? There are conflicting reports as to how many Muslims there are in the United States. Can you tell us?
Well, most critics say that the dissatisfied follow Muhammad, that the unemployed and the oppressed follow Muhammad. And I think you'll agree, the sociologists, the economists, and other experts say that the masses of black people are dissatisfied, unemployed, oppressed, and fed up. So that he actually gets his support at the mass level. But now you have other Negroes at the class level who pretend not to go for him, because usually their job has been given to them by the white man. They have positions to which they have been appointed, and they think that the only way that they can protect their job is by pretending in front of the white man that they don't go for Mr. Muhammad either. But you find
how many Muslims do you say there are in numbers?
I couldn't say. I've never heard him say, and he's the only one who would know.
500,000?
I couldn't say. I think that anyone who does say is not in a position to know, and anyone who knows wouldn't say.
What do you think that the Urban League and the NAACP have accomplished for your people? What's your attitude toward
them? Well, in their own way, they have been doing their best to bring about freedom, justice, and equality, and human dignity for the black people in this country. But today you have such an intense degree of dissatisfaction and impatience existing among our people at the mass level, that it is almost impossible to come to them with a program that's going to take another 100 years to solve their problem, and they still be satisfied to wait. So that they have, the Urban League and the NAACP has done a good job within their understanding. But today it takes immediate solutions. And the solution that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has is immediate. It's more practical.
You think they're not moving fast enough?
Well, they're moving as fast as they can. But that's not fast enough for the masses of black people. If a person is sitting on a warm stove and you get ready to let him up, no matter how slow you are, he has patience because it's only warm. But the masses of black people who are sitting on a hot stove, they're impatient. And no matter how fast you say progress is being made toward letting them up, that progress is not fast enough for them.
Well, the NAACP and the Urban League have both been critical of the Muslims.
The NAACP and Urban League have been maneuvered into criticizing us against their own will. Usually, the divide and conquer tactics have always been used by the oppressor to keep the oppressed oppressed. And the NAACP has been used against the Muslims. Efforts have been made to use us against them. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says he'll work with the NAACP, the Urban League, and any other Negro organization that wants to uplift the black man, as long as it doesn't conflict with our religious principles.
Well, I remember once when Elijah was quoted as having said that the Urban League and the NAACP sold out to the white man. Has he ever made that statement to you?
To my knowledge, I don't think that he has said that they sold out to the white man. I've heard him say that.
Is that his feeling?
The NAACP has been in existence for 54 years. And they elect a new national president every year, and they have never elected a black man to sit in that capacity. Arthur Spingarn has been president of the NAACP for 24 years. And so in this sense, it means that either they're practicing the same discrimination that they accuse the white man of practicing, they're practicing it themselves, or else they're not qualifying other Negroes in that organization for positions of leadership. This is our only criticism.
You personally feel that they have sold out to the white man? You personally feel that those organizations have sold out to the white man?
I don't think that they would knowingly allow themselves to be used or misused against their own people. So if they are failing to do the job that our people are expect of them, probably it's just through lack of understanding. But today their understanding is increasing, and you'll find that they're developing a better ability to work with all different factions for the betterment of our people.
Malcolm, how do you yourself feel about the white man?
I believe that the white man has done a great injustice to the black man in this country by having kidnapped our people and brought us here and down to the level that we're on today. And today, instead of approaching the factors that their original mistake has created, instead of approaching these factors objectively and realistically, the greatest sin that they're doing now is trying to pretend that they never committed a crime, that they never did any wrong. And when the Honorable Elijah Muhammad points out the injustices that our people are suffering, they make that sin worse by accusing him of teaching hate or by accusing him of black supremacy or by accusing him of advocating violence simply because he is pointing out the real factors in the problem.
We have a little time left. You don't have to hurry so much, Malcolm. You were born in Omaha, is that right?
Yes, sir.
And your family left Omaha when you were what, 1 year old?
I imagine about a year old.
And why did they leave Omaha?
Well, to my understanding, the Ku Klux Klan burned down one of their homes in Omaha.
This, had a lot of Ku Klux this made Klan. Your family feel very unhappy, I'm sure.
Well, insecure, if not unhappy.
So you must have a somewhat prejudiced point of view, a personally prejudiced point of view. In other words, you cannot look at this in a broad academic sort of way, really.
I think that's incorrect, because despite the fact that that happened in Omaha, and then when we moved to Lansing, Michigan, our home was burned down again. In fact, my father was killed by the Ku Klux Klan. And despite all of that, no one was more thoroughly integrated with whites than I. No one has lived more so in the society of whites than I. And it was only until I became a Muslim that I ceased living in the society of whites.
You say you were thoroughly integrated with the whites, Malcolm. Yes. Do you have white people in your family background?
Definitely. Most Negroes in this country have whites in their family background.
How,
because
how are you going to differentiate between the white blood that's in you and the Negro blood that's in you? And you don't mind my using the
no,
term Negro, because
well,
you use this yourself.
I use it interchangeably.
I know you do. Why do you do that?
Well, I use it if it fits the purpose to use it, but I use it against my will.
Do you? But you
use it against
you used it voluntarily in describing the incident in Los Angeles.
Still, I use it against my will.
I guess the teachings weren't thoroughly inculcated.
No, right? But when I say to you that the cops in Los Angeles shot down 7 unarmed Negroes, mm-hmm. every Negro in the audience knows what I'm talking about. But when I say that they shot 7 Muslims, then a lot of the Negroes don't realize that
you're
still talking
about
Negroes.
Suppose you said 7 colored people, because you say you use the term colored people. You said
I don't think I used the word colored on this program.
Yes, you did. You did when we started.
Not colored.
On. I think so. Black people, I'm sorry. You
black.
Did say black.
Well, we can use black, and that fits everybody.
Okay.
But, sir, the black...
Now, let me get back to another point that you made. You said that you go back home. Now, what do you mean by back home?
I've only heard the Honorable Elijah Muhammad say, back among our own people. From
you
whence
said
we...
back home. You
yes.
don't mind my saying
right, back home. But by that, he means...
Do you mean back into the roots of Islam, or do you mean back to Africa?
Back home. And Africa. By back home, he means back into our original civilization. And if you study history, the Islamic culture existed in West Africa,
but your
Central
family
Africa.
Didn't come from an Islamic background originally, did it? I mean, you came from the proud tribes of Africa, which is
I think you'll find,
pride,
sir, that one of the
background.
That Islam, the Islamic culture,
I agree, there is a
existed
a lot
widely
of,
in Africa, Central well, Africa, West Africa.
I agree. I've met many people in there, Mr. O'Connor.
With regard to that tragedy out there in Los Angeles, I myself refer to it when it happened as the tragic police action, so I am not totally biased.
Thank you, sir.
Coming from Muhammad Speaks, which is the publication of your cult or your religion, Elijah Muhammad, referred to the policemen out there, the white policemen, as devils. He said, there is no justice here for us black people. There is no future for us nor our children in civilized America. Doesn't that imply that you're going to get out, or that's his wish that you get out?
If he referred to those policemen out there as devils who were heavily armed and knew that the Negroes whom they were shooting down in cold blood were not heavily armed, I don't think that those policemen themselves would deny that they're devils, nor would any Negro who witnessed such a deed deny that they are devils.
Well, about the other part of it, there is no justice here for us black people. There is no future for us nor our children in civilized America. And I didn't make that up. He said it in his own.
And he's correct in what he says, sir.
Well, what does it mean? Does it mean you're going to get out? Or
it
what?
Means the same thing that Attorney General Robert Kennedy means when he says that the number one domestic problem in America is the race problem, that it is almost impossible to solve it. It's almost impossible to give justice to Negroes.
One brief thing further. I read also in Muhammad Speaks a quotation that Elijah Muhammad is the only person on earth who was on personal speaking terms with God. Do you believe that?
Definitely.
You do?
Definitely.
We're going to have to leave it at that. And Malcolm, I'm sure he's done a good job in rehabilitating you. It was a pleasure to have you on City Desk.
I'm in Chicago for the next 3 weeks at the local mosque at 54th and Greenwood for a special lecture series.
of Malcolm X. White men got vexed. They didn't want to see black men progress. And all along the way, black men have strayed, searching to find the way. Prospect was to see, yeah.
It takes a good dose of courage and perseverance to get through a pandemic.
True, but it also takes a good dose of patience, resilience, confidence, optimism, humor, and love. Not to mention a dose of determination, endurance, empathy, motivation, hope, and ingenuity.
But above all, it takes a second dose of vaccine.
A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Recall Marcus Garvey, recall Nelson. Nelson Mandela. Let's recall some great men who've been fighting for truth. Let's recall some great men who've been fighting for
I took a couple, you know, I took some time off to rest, and now it's game time, bitches. You have no idea.
Yo, yo, a real game time, a real, real game time. Jesse B, Shakira, last you come. Last, dead, last. After all those hyping, Jesse B, but one thing me I tell you, never hype on a Jamaican, yeah? Never hype. Just hold your humbleness and try and know, say right now, you put in the work. Because right now, you're not even start fast right now, you start slow. Till me I say, Jesse B, this look could be your hype up herself, eh? All I do, all them, I pre-post interview, they put on all Instagram and make it look like, say, she had the wickedest thing and the baddest thing. Jesse B, I laugh till a week when me see the look of white head there, last a flash. Me I say, Jesse B, oh, Ilya and Shelly and Sharika, they were there. So watch it. 1, 2, and 3. Watch white head there behind there. Jesse B, you take say you ramp with Jamaica, you take Jamaican easy, you think Jamaican soft? Eh? Are the old big dogs you come here with? You must feel like some look walk over thing where you come on social media, come go like say your social media, bad man. Eh? Shakira, dead, last. So you look a video where you put out, you feel like, say, yo, you have the world behind you, America alone behind you. And furthermore, not all Americans, because you have Jamaicans over there, you have even Americans when you say right now a Jamaican to the world, Jamaica to the world. So right now, when you now take up your look 21-year-old self and say you want to compare to the big dogs, of what? Jamaica, just you might win some, but you just lost one. And you see the one where you lost, me not think you can come back after this. Right now, you need to go in our different training session. You need to go take the thing. Furthermore, not even training session. Just forward to Jamaica, I'm going to get some yam and some banana. You see it because the look of weed where you smoke over here. Me not think like it look like it fly up in your look of brain right now. You come go like say you want to compare yourself to who? The wickedest thing right now, we're out here. Alien. And next, Shelly-Ann. And the next is Sharika. So if you try to compete yourself with 1, 2, and 3, brother, you're not even come fourth. At that burn me, you're not even come fourth for the hype or your hype. And 9, me see your brother run with the little white head behind you. That's me, I said, Jesse B, why the little black girl have to put in that little white here? She couldn't put in a different color. But my people, we not keep up no more time. 1, 2, and 3, and we out. Just share no comment. We gone.
And them for no side, Jaimeds, representing for Just Blex. Just Blex tell them some prior words. When the heathens are trying for you, once you die, I hurt. The most I alert if I'm them alone. Yeah, man, Just Blex, you don't know your success getting them upset, you know what I mean?
Striving for better, and we're not gonna stop till the battle is won and we get justice. Cause if you lose your stand, anyone will try to push you over and over. Lift up your head and hold it up high. We know that we'll win the prize. Lift up your head and hold it up high. We know that we'll win the prize. Don't be discouraged by the pitfalls and their worries. They endure for one night, but joy cometh in the morning. And if you lose your soul, there's nothing to gain. It will be over. Lift up your head and hold it up high. We know that we'll win the prize. Lift up your head and hold it up high. We know that we'll win the prize. Now go bow 'cause the color of my skin. Now go cheat because me want to win. Now see the crown and still no know the king. Now see blessing and no know blessing. Cause if you lose your stand, there comes someone to push you over and over. Lift up your head and hold it up. And we're not gonna stop till the battle is won and we get justice. Cause if you lose control, they'll send someone to run you over and over. Lift up your head and hold it up high. We know that we'll win the prize. Lift up your head. We know that we'll win the
Productions here. Jimmy Records. No. Check. Man, I say me sweet like a me do trick or treat. Me tell him fi take a tip. Him say me a rotten teeth. Show me little, show me neat. Me not in a nothing cheap. Walk in a brand new Louis V pa me fit. Thing ya me love. Them thing ya me love.
Can't say me never tell ya.
Yeah, money me love.
Got cheese, got cheddar.
Thing ya me love. Now I no money chop under me skin like a cellulite. I mean, I'm gonna take your penny for not check it alright. Could I never let loose to hold me body right? Role model, so I made them wanna be like, yeah, me love. Them thing, yeah, me love.
Can't say me never tell ya.
Yeah, money, me love.
Got cheese, got cheddar.
Thing, yeah, me love. When me travel, fresh like a river too. Cross in a chest, me a walk with the chapel. Yeah, me no green like me a granny smith apple. Them see me from afar like binnacle. Thing, yeah, me love. Man, me love.
Yeah.
Say me fitting better like a hand in a glove.
Yeah.
Me can't stop fly like say me a dove.
Yeah.
Ice them a drip like a say me a fudge. Drip. Them ting ya me love.
Alligator.
Them ting ya me love.
Can't say me never tell ya.
Be a money me love.
Got cheese, got cheddar.
Ting ya me love.
Ah. That me love, yeah, yeah. Tell ya say ya that me love. Straight money, money, money. Tell ya say ya that me love.
Fresh like a river,
fresh like a river, river.
Thing ya me love,
alligator leather.
Them thing ya me love,
can't say me never tell ya.
Yeah, money me love,
got cheese, got cheddar.
Thing ya me love.
Yeah. things.
Yaga, 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 ya. Yaga, 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 ya. To, 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 to. Tell you the pazuki where she want. At pazuki where she get. Tell you the pazuki where she want. Tell you the pazuki where she get. And you could have seen her in a bay. She just a go like she did. When you could have seen her from the floor, and she just a ballon to more. Tell you the pazuki where she wants. So she said, so she said. So she really, really said she no want soul man, she no want white man, she no want Chinese man, she no want fully man. Where she want? She really said she really want. And at the gate where she want? At the pazuki where she get? So she says she really want. I want she really, really get. And she gets him and she keep him and she keep him. She gets him and she keep him, she no share him. She gets him and she keep him and she keep him. She gets him and she keep him and she share him. Not the day that where she want. Tell you not the day that where she want. Tell you the pazuki where she get. Tell you the pazuki where she get. Yaga, 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 yaga. To, 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 to. And so she say, so she say. She no want white man. She no want soul man. She no want tiny man. She no want soul man. And where she want. Tell you not the jada where she want. And not the jada where she get. Tell you the paruta where she get. Tell you the paruta where she get. Tapa the paruchi a finge. Ayaga yaga yaga ya. To 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 to. Tell yaga 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 ya. To 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 to. So she say, so me really say. Say she get him and she keep him and she hear him. She get him and she keep him, she don't share him. Get him and she keep him and she hear him. She get him and she keep him and she hear him. Not the day that where she want. Tell you not the day that where she gets. Ayaga yaga yaga ya. To 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 to. Ayaga yaga yaga ya. To 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 to. Tell you massive day that where she want. Tell your massive jada where she get. Tell your tapazuki where she want. Tell your tapazuki where she get. Tell your scientist I get him late. Tell your scientist I get him late. Nobody jump over the fence. Scientist I get him late. Yaga, 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 yaga.
Sam's excited to see his favorite band play live. He's thought about it all week. He bought his ticket. He wore his band t-shirt. He went to the concert venue. He wasn't allowed inside the concert venue. He put away his band t-shirt. He threw away his ticket. And he thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. Beginning in September, you'll need a vaccination passport to enter certain public spaces. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
I'm ever ready, ready, yeah, 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 yeah. Ooh, well, oh. Let me love you too. All night long. Come and let me hug you. All night long, child.
When I'm ready, I'm ready. When I'm ready, I'm ready. Say, ready, I'm ready. When I'm ready, yes, I'm never ever ready. For joy, I'm never ever ready.
Ever been in love? ever had a shoulder to cry on. Someone to fill your heart's desire, to make you feel alright. Someone to make you understand what is real, 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 real life. Have you ever been in love? It's real, 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 real life. Have you ever been in love?
Thanks for tuning in. May you and your family have a great day and a great week. Jah guide, one love. Yeah.
The federal election is on Monday, September 20th. Make sure you're registered to vote. If you are, you should get a voter information card in the mail from Elections Canada. It tells you where and when you can vote. If you don't get one by September 10th, or if the information on it is incorrect, visit elections.ca.
For the official information on voting and our health and safety measures, visit elections.ca or call 1-800-463-6868. It's our vote.
And yes, y'all, this is the great Grandmaster Melly Mel.
And this is Scorpio, Show No Shame.
And I'm Dynamite, the hypest man in the business.
And if you got ears, listen to 90.3 CKUT.
Good morning, Montreal. You are tuned to the Wednesday Morning After on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. We have an extra special show for you today with three stacked pre-recorded interviews. This week we've covered music, arts and culture, and news. Also, in the second hour, we'll laugh with a podcast of In the Shower with Taz and Marcus. The first interview is with Caroline Gauthier and Mike Fan, business coach and opera queen of What the Pop Montreal. The second interview is with Issa Ibrahim over his release of his documentary film, Mad Love, which he entered into the Conquering Disabilities Festival. The third interview is with Isabelle Justo, creator of the Mental Health and Suicide Awareness Walk Montreal. 8 o'clock brings Democracy Now!, 8:15 brings Weather, and we'll listen to a podcast by the Headstuff Podcast Network called In the Shower with Taz and Marcus. This week's question is, why is sugar addictive? After some more songs, we'll wrap up the show. Let's start the day off with some music.
For every rock, there's a stepping stone. One that takes you further than before. And I can go your way, but I'll go.